From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Ralph Nader throws his hat in the ring. Many Democrats would like to toss it back out. First, though, 50 U.S. Marines are flying to Haiti to secure the American embassy and its staff there. The Caribbean nation has suffered more than 2 weeks of violence after rebels opposed President Jean-Bertrand Aristide started an uprising to oust him. The rebels now control Haiti's second-largest city, Cap-Haitien, and they've driven government forces from half of the country. They say they will now begin to advance on the capital, Port-au-Prince. NPR's Martin Costi is there. Martin, over the weekend, the U.S. led a peace mission to Haiti. How's that going?
Well, they didn't get a yes from the opposition. They wanted to get both sides, both the government and the opposition, to agree on the same day on Saturday. The government agreed. The opposition did not. The opposition is very skeptical about any kind of international peace plan that allows President Aristide to stay in power, because they say as long as he's in office, he will find ways to intimidate the opposition and to organize these sort of armed gangs that that roam the country on his behalf. So they want nothing short of his removal. The international community will not do that for them. But in some ways, this whole peace plan or this power-sharing plan is becoming moot because of these advances on the ground in places like Cap-Haitien. The armed version of the opposition, which is a separate movement but is in some ways working towards the same goal of removing the president, is making such headway that in some ways some niceties over who the prime minister is here in Port-au-Prince almost doesn't matter anymore.
What can you tell us about the situation in Cap-Haitien?
Cap-Haitien fell in the same way that a lot of the other interior cities fell in the last couple of weeks. Basically, a small group of armed men stormed the city in the morning, Sunday morning, and basically went straight for the police station, as they've done everywhere else. And the police did not put up almost any kind of a fight. The police have been running in most places. They're simply not trained or equipped for this sort of warfare. They're, after all, police. So it's not so much a civil war here. Some people are using that phrase, but I think it's more just a series of attacks on the police and intimidation, and ultimately the government is not standing up to this or can't stand up to it.
Who are these rebels? You know, Haiti has a long history of really thuggish behavior on the part of army officers, on the part of the corrupt elites who have their own kind of private gangs. I mean, who is the opposition there?
Well, it's not one thing. The opposition here in the capital, the so-called nonviolent or political opposition, tends to be student groups, business leaders, and others. So they're also leaders of parties that used to be aligned with Aristide but soured on him and turned against him. They're the ones who've been negotiating with the international community. They ostensibly are not part of this armed uprising in the north. Now, the people who are carrying weapons up north, they tend to be kind of a hodgepodge of local gangs, in some cases gangs that used to be aligned with Aristide and turned against him, and also some former Haitian military who appear to have come over from the Dominican Republic or from Florida, from the U.S., and are back, basically, to topple Aristide. There is no army anymore in Haiti. That was disbanded when Aristide was restored to office in 1995, so there is no army, but they are former army, and apparently they're back.
NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince. Martin, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.